This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. We're still months away from the spring runoff season, but researchers and officials are raising alarms about the amount of water that could be available for the Colorado River Basin. Most of the water that supplies 40 million people across seven western states starts as snow in Colorado's mountains, and snowpack is off to a slow start. In the upper part of the basin, some areas only reported 60% of average snowpack levels. The fall and early winter started off even worse. In the lower basin downstream of Colorado, as low as 35% of average snowpack in some regions. With respiratory illness season continuing in Colorado, doctors are encouraging people to reach out if they have questions or concerns, and especially if they have symptoms like difficulty breathing or high fever. Dr. Amy Ducrow is an infectious diseases expert with Kaiser Permanente.
You may not need to go into the office or certainly to the urgent care, but if you have questions, reach out by email or chat or any of the channels that a lot of our health systems have to check in and make sure you're on the right path.
For people without insurance, options include community health centers, state or county health departments, urgent care, walk-in and pharmacy care clinics. Interactive aquarium SeaQuest Littleton is closing its doors next month. The company announced in a Facebook post that its last day at Southwest Plaza Mall will be February 10th. SeaQuest operates aquariums at eight locations nationwide. The Littleton location has been cited numerous times over harmful business practices and mistreatment of animals. And you're listening to CPR News and KRCC. In Denver and the Springs today, highs in the upper 50s to lower 60s.